Many Savoonga residents are spending New Year's Eve at the local school due to power outages that have plagued the St. Lawrence Island community since Monday. At one point, about 80 homes were without electricity, but Mira Kohler, CEO of Alaska Village Electric Cooperative, says linemen have restored about half of those.
As of last night, about 6 o'clock or so, we had managed to restore service to all but about 40 meters. And that condition held through the night, so we are feeling reasonably good that we're not going to have a recurrence there. But we still have about 40 locations that are out of power that the linemen are working on right now.
Three linemen are working on the power problems, which started when severe winds mixed with severe cold caused above-ground electric lines to slap against each other, causing the initial problem.
You know, after days of thinking, oh, we've got bad transformers or something like that, what we have realized as we've been trying to re-energize portions of town is we can see that there's arcing going on that's being caused by freezing salt spray on the lines and on the transformers and on the insulators. And when you have frozen salt spray, it basically allows electricity to track across the surface and causes essentially a fault to ground.
She says none of the lines are actually broken, but finding the exact source of the power fault is proving difficult.
And you turn on the electricity, those wires get energized, and where they are attached to the insulator, you're going to see a sparkling at the top of the pole because you've got arcing going on with the salt spray that's frozen. And so it'll be kind of pretty for a few seconds, but then the power is going to go out because the power plant sees that as a ground fault, and it goes, uh-oh, we got a problem here, and it kills that line. And so that's why we continue to have one of our three phases, which is the C phase. It is still down, and we don't know why or where exactly the fault lies.
She says the situation is unique in her experience with bush power issues. Many Savoonga residents were forced to seek shelter in the school after the power failure caused homes to freeze and pipes to burst. The school generator kept power and heat on at the facility. Yesterday, the Red Cross shipped emergency food and blankets and other supplies to Savoonga from Anchorage. The local clinic also has power. Kohler says Savoonga has had electricity for about 4 decades, but the fact that the community is built on rock does not make putting lines underground feasible.